Chicago! Welcome into the Chicago Sports Podcast. Coming at you live from the West Loop Studios of CHGO, I am Kevin Kadek, head of content at CHGO. Joined this week to my left, Mark Carmen. And behind the board, as always, Lawrence Benedetto. Welcome in. Got a good show for you on this Thursday. Kind of a cold Thursday, windy Thursday, but there is some sunshine, so that's good. Topic today, we're talking about the Cubs, but we're also going to be talking about the Bears to lead off with. Not some unexpected news, but they release Eddie Jackson and Cody Whitehair, two of the longest tenured members of the team. So we're going to dive into that, Carm, see what you think about that. Going to talk about the Cubs. They report to Arizona this week. Still missing a couple pieces, I think.
just a couple.
White Sox are what they are. And then we're going to talk about you and Lawrence out in Las Vegas at the Super Bowl last week. I wanted to know some of the trouble you got into out there.
It was a great time. Lawrence had a great time. I had a great time. Everybody had a great time. And
Bragg's had a great time.
Las Vegas is a weird place. But this is not unsuspected, not a surprise.
Yeah.
But look, Eddie Jackson has had a huge impact in that locker room for a long time. Incredibly popular with Jaquan Brisker, with Kyler Gordon, with Tyreek Stevenson. The dude, when you get the nickname Bojack, which resonates at Hallis Hall, at Soldier Field, around the NFL. And Eddie, I mean, he was the MVP of the media this year.
Had his own cereal at one point.
I forgot about the cereal. Like, Eddie was, you know, the tackling left something to be desired, and his play, you know, it certainly was up and down, but that was a solid vet that was in that locker room. You know, huge cap hit, and the Bears doing what they can to stay as flexible as possible. I get it. And then, you know, Cody, again, there's another guy past his prime, right? But, and not popular as a center because clearly that was never his forte.
A very expensive center for what he did, yes.
Expensive center, couldn't snap the ball with any level of proficiency whatsoever. But good soldier, did what he was called upon to do.
I want to talk about Eddie Jackson here because I think he has a very interesting Bears career. I mean, obviously, he was drafted out of the fourth round because of that leg injury that he had in college, and Ryan Pace got a deal, right? That was one of Ryan Pace's big wins, was gambling on that injury and seeing what he became in that defense so quickly. You know, he was an integral part of Club Dub, right? And that's what really got so many people, so many Bears fans in love with him. And then, you know, some more injury problems, and his production falls off kind of in the middle of this career there. And I do remember snapping some photos of the heavily discounted Eddie Jackson cereal. I even forget what it was called. Was it called Bojacks?
The Bojacks.
And at that, you know, everyone kind of like, it was guaranteed engagement. Every time that stack of Eddie Jackson cereal fell, you knew that you could get like 100, 200 retweets out of it. Oh, look, they're selling it for 88 cents a box. But then he kind of had a little bit of a resurgence and he became like an elder statesman. And now as they kind of go into this next, what is hopefully a great period for the Bears, he's not going to be there. So it's a little bit weird, right? It's kind of like saying, you know, I don't know what the parallel would be to past Chicago athletes. It almost kind of feels like it's not quite a, you know, one-on-one, but like saying goodbye to Starlin Castro before the...
That's actually a phenomenal comparison. There he is. He's Starlin. Well, let's hope it's exactly that. Mm-hmm. Starlin, we have a... You know, didn't necessarily work out that way, but we got this guy, Addison Russell, who plays shortstop better than you. Eddie, look, we got a lot of dudes who are stepping up in the secondary. We're probably going to draft one too. And if you were making $3-4 million, we probably wouldn't move on from you, but you were, you know, coming in closer to $15 million. I forget the exact number with Bojack, but look, it was one of Ryan Pace's better moves. Broken leg, slips to the fourth round, took a bet on him, and, you know, Eddie, to his credit, played great, got paid, and I'll miss Eddie, man. I enjoyed Eddie, even though the Eddie moments of the arm tackle that had no chance of happening, didn't want to hit. But he also, you know, he did have a nose for the ball, and he was a great teammate, man. People really appreciated Bojack. So I don't know. Bojack's got a special little corner in my Bears heart.
So Patrick Scales is the longest tenured Bear, and he has been for a while, right?
Okay, yeah.
I think Eddie Jackson and Cody Whitehair were next. So who does that? I mean, now that kind of makes Cole Kmet and Jalen Johnson. Was anyone here before them?
I think that's
we're
right.
We're kind of flying into this, you know, little. We had a staff meeting, then we had some breaking news, so we're in here. I think, like,
we know everything. We're right there. You're absolutely right. Hold on.
We actually did a graphic here at CHU Sports, the longest tenured athletes, because for the longest time it was Jonathan Toews, and then I think it became Patrick Scales after that. But you know, now you lose Jonathan Toews, you lose Cody Whitehair, you lose Eddie Jackson. Kalia Copper was on there, and she's gone.
There we go.
I think a bunch of Red Stars were on there. Zach Levine's on there, but I mean, you know, he probably would have been gone had he not gotten hurt.
Well, the biggest, when did Cairo get here?
Cairo was like 2021.
Yeah, okay, so that's not the longest. Pure experience in the NFL, by the way. Mercedes Lewis technically still on this roster 18 years. That's not what we're talking about.
And we're just talking, how long have you been in Hal's Hall? I mean, I think Jalen and Cole might be it.
Jalen and Cole are it.
That's kind of crazy for two guys who were drafted in April 2020.
Well, and the Cole part of it, and I have a little bit of a Cole Kmet bias that I've talked about often. Yeah. You do want that guy to be, it's a great senior dude to have. Because Cole's going to come in. He's going to be the same guy every single day. He's going to work hard. He's got the huge pride in the uniform. Took less money to stay here.
Yeah.
So it is weird that it's that guy. Jalen, on the other hand, the whispers are around that things aren't going as smoothly as some thought with his contract.
Well, they're trying to portray it as such.
Right. So, well, I mean, we know Cole's going to be here, I guess is my point. We don't know for sure.
Well, and you're going to be probably changing the quarterback position.
That's, yeah.
You know, DJ Moore, I don't have a good sense of, like, what his voice in the locker room is.
A smooth, quiet one.
Lead by example type.
I mean, really, he's well-respected, but he's not going to be a demonstrative DJ Moore. DJ Moore is here to do a job and not to ruffle feathers. And
So I would guess a lot of onus then falls on Montez Sweat, Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards, right? Like that's a little bit of a power vacuum, a leadership vacuum, I should say.
It's a great look at it too, because Tremaine's going to go about his business in the right way. That's a lead by example guy, and I'm sure there's some words there too. Same thing with TJ.
Yeah,
but those are,
what about Brisker?
Those guys are second year dudes.
Does Brisker become the Bojack of the next?
He could. That's not bad. Mm-hmm. I could see, you know, Brisker going into year three now. He's, I wouldn't call him the most grounded Jaquan Brisker. You know, he kind of, you know,
not a grounded Brisker.
You know, he's a sort of flying, enjoying life Brisker, and very optimistic, which I enjoy. But like, if we're looking for like strict, powerful leaders, do things the right way, at least in that room now, I would actually, I mean, Jalen is that guy.
Right.
You know, and which is why Jalen is as respected as he is, his talent, but also just the consistency that he brings. Kyler has an opportunity to step into that too.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because you talk about the loss of leadership, but I don't think you're losing a lot of production. So the Bears are in a good spot in terms of the cap room. They already had a lot of cap room. I mean, I think this is kind of factored into everyone kind of knowing what was going to happen. But I mean, this is ideally kind of how it plays out. Guys kind of play their way out of being affordable or worthwhile.
Exactly. Who's younger, who's cheaper, who can I sign to a longer term deal that makes a lot more sense. Yeah. I mean, that's basically what happened, Eddie. The one thing as we wrap this one up, the Bears secondary room is in a lot better shape than the Bears offensive line. Mm-hmm. you know, you are looking for, what are you going to do at center? Are you going to have a rookie? Are you going to have a rookie quarterback? Are you really going to do the Caleb thing? Well, you're not going to want to pair a rookie center with a rookie QB. Right. So, what veteran are you bringing in? Are you bringing back Lucas Patrick? The Seahawks have a veteran center that maybe Shane Waldron would want to bring along. But that, like, that's your center spot. And then what are you doing at guard exactly? Is Tevin going to be healthy? Is Nate Davis going to have a whole lot better year? Are you believing in Braxton Jones, or are you drafting perhaps another left tackle at 9?
Right.
If you know, some people think it's going to go quarterback, receiver. You taking the fourth wide receiver? Are you going to take maybe the second tackle? So I think the secondary is in a fine spot. You can, if you hit a nice solid Tyreek Stephen Park 2 in the lower rounds, that room feels pretty good. The offensive line, there's some work for there for Ryan.
Never
Pulse
have
to do.
Too many good offensive linemen. I think at the end of the day,
it's true.
You know,
true.
And Cody Whitehair for a long time was a guy who just answered a problem. Right? I mean, was a guy you did not have to worry about.
Yeah. And even this year when they were trying to move on from him, he still ended up back on the field because they needed him.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Hey, this week's Taking Care of Business Award winner is an old friend. We're talking about 2018. I'm giving it this week to Matt Nagy. I don't know if that's allowed in Chicago.
I like
Dude
it.
Dude just won his second straight Super Bowl.
Yeah. Hey, we talked to him at the Super Bowl. He was super friendly. I liked him way too much. It was uncomfortable. But the fact of the matter is that he's got Patrick Mahomes lifting him up. So it's
so hard to know, right? I mean, I see people in the comments. Oh, we already see he's dragging on Patrick Mahomes. They just won two Super Bowl titles.
Yeah.
It's hard to, I mean, hard to know just how much of it. Is he just filling a seat there? I mean, we obviously have our ideas about Matt Nagy based on three years of solid evidence of not moving along Mitchell Trubisky, mishandling Justin Fields in his first, in his rookie season.
Well, it's interesting when you bring up Mitch.
Yeah.
Well, he got away from Nagy. He went to Pittsburgh. He sucked in Pittsburgh. He got released by the Steelers. So somewhere right now, Matt Nagy's saying, I did the best I could with that dude. Y'all wanted to blame me. Right. Well,
do you think that Nagy eventually takes over for Andy Reid? Andy Reid's 65.
It's on the table.
Yeah.
But it is interesting.
It could still be a long way away.
Well, I mean, I don't think Andy's going anywhere for a long time. They asked him immediately after the Super Bowl, when you're exhausted, Peter King, at least that's one interview I saw. He's like,
he's like the vice president, though, man, one heartbeat away.
Well, that's exactly. He is. And you know, Andy's not exactly the model of, at least looking at him, perfect health. So it could end up that Matt Nagy gets a chance with Kansas City, but it is interesting that he hasn't had any interviews anywhere else. So that does tell you how the league looks at him as a head coaching candidate.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I think at the end of the day, like you say, he's a good person. I think most Chicago fans did like him and wanted it to work. I think it's kind of akin to Justin Fields. Now I think Justin Fields is a little bit more accomplished than Matt Nagy was here.
Well, at the end of Nagy, he didn't have anywhere close to the love that Justin's got right now. But for a minute,
no, absolutely not. I mean, it was time, but
Year one, people were enjoying the Matt Nagy personality.
Hey, I want to tell everyone about Circa Sportsbook. Circa Sportsbook offers a tight money line splits and that low hold model. Games at Circa strive to be a negative 110 split, unlike other sports book, which use those negative 115 or negative 120 splits, which means more money out of your pocket, Carm.
No.
Circa Sports keeps as little money as possible on large market bets like futures golf tournaments, especially compared to those other books. Golf tournaments, by the way, it's one of our few outlets now to gamble on Sundays until,
We're in the thin zone here. It's even the NBA All-Star break. Take the East.
Circa Sports does not limit players based on their winnings. Every player has the same limits, unlike other books who do limit winning players. And they encourage bettors to download and explore all sports betting events available because they know their lines will be the best. And you saw this firsthand in Las Vegas. Circa has real people behind that Circa Sports brand, and they resolve issues in a timely fashion, unlike other books who use chatbots. All aspects of that app are being run by the same team that runs the main Circa Sportsbook at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Download the Circa Sports Illinois app at circasports.com/Illinois-app to sign up today. Also be on the lookout for Circa events, watch parties, and tailgates. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text GAMB to 833-234. Also visit areyoureallywinning.com.
I'd like to personally thank Derek's Mr. Stevens. Should I say it like that?
I think Derek Stevens.
I could say Derek. Either way, the head of Circa. Business.
Call him the D.
Who we stayed at the D. He gave us 2 free drinks each. I had a delicious couple of old fashions. I'd like to thank Derek for his first class service, and we had a great
good
time.
Good meals there. Inside Circa, too.
Good meals inside Circa. Check it out. If you're going to Vegas or, hey, locally, and do your gambling with Circa, get on in. And if you're getting tickets, do it with Game Time Tickets. Last minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals, the easiest place to find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. When you get on the app, you can see the view from the seats in all parts of the venue. So you can see, like, this is the value here, this is the value there. It makes it very easy to decide which way you want to go. Lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection, job loss protection, Game Time. The only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. And you get great value when you download the Game Time app and you create an account and use the code CHGO. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Create an account. Use that redeem code CHGO, $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, the lowest prices guaranteed.
Fire that thing up tonight. Connor Bedard back at the UC.
Is he back?
Yes, he's coming back.
I thought it was going to be in 4 weeks.
Back from the broken jaw, Pittsburgh Penguins in town.
7:30 puck drop at the UC, baby.
Got to pick up my kids at 8.
Well, you won't be going then.
Yeah.
Kids.
I mean, you know, one day they give you an awesome Valentine that says you're the best dad in the world. You cook the best steak ever. You're a great role model. And the next minute, you got to pick them up at 8 because.
Ballet?
Math class. I mean, I have no one but myself to blame because we send them to math class.
Well, they're learning math. You're a great dad.
Oh, they love it too. They just love math.
Oh,
I mean, they're real smart kids. They're in second and third grade. They're already solving for X.
They're solving for X?
Yes.
You know that Greg Braggs could not sell for X.
There's no way.
I still call it Twitter.
I mean, I don't know if I could.
Solving for Twitter.
Yeah. I was great at times tables at that age, but I don't know. Solving for X.
I was like all about the Mad Minute. I could do the Mad Minute. Remember the Mad Minute?
Mad Minute.
30, you know, you'd have to do like 30 arithmetic problems. I'd call it arithmetic.
Okay.
You'd have to do that in 30 problems in a minute. And then if you did it, Teacher would give you a Smartie.
Get a Smartie?
Yeah.
Go to recess?
Never a big Smartie fan.
What about a Sweet Tart?
Sweet Tarts.
If you like Sweet Tarts.
That's part of the Valentine's Day gift.
All right, let's talk a little baseball. Cactus League action is gearing up. Pitchers and catchers report to Mesa and Glendale for Chicago sports fans. Someone who did not report to Mesa was Cody Bellinger, still a free agent.
Nightmare.
Blake Snell, still free agent. Jordan Montgomery, still free agent.
Matt Chapman,
still free agent.
107 free agents right now. What is baseball doing wrong?
What is baseball doing? I just think about the NFL and how they're just able to control an entire year of the news cycle, and baseball can't even carve out like 3 days.
Nothing happens ever. I mean, we got to change the rules so the game becomes more exciting. Now they got to change the rules for the offseason. They got to do something to make it more.
I don't know like how you could do it. It's a free market. There's no salary cap. Scott Boras is going to Scott Boras.
There's got to be some deadlines put in. I don't even know how to do it. I guess that's.
But looking right now at the Chicago Cubs lineup, 81 win team.
So
with some upside.
So I was looking.
That's not going to get me to shell out $19.99 a month for Marquee. I'll just tell you that right now.
I didn't buy it last year. Hey, look, I looked online today at the over unders on Cubs wins. White Sox do. White Sox are 63.5.
What a nightmare.
What do you think the Cubs are at? Have you looked?
By the way, I hit that White Sox under all day. The Cubs, what are
84.5.
Oh, I'll take that under.
Wouldn't you take that under right now?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I just need to know what that roster looks like.
What, Pekoda came out at 80, right?
Yeah.
Is that what
Pekoda? But you just don't know. I mean, what if Bellinger walks in the door tomorrow? Then your bet looks, I mean, but still 84. It's not like they won a lot last year.
Who, I mean, To me, it screams under. But I was talking to Cody today and Luke, and I said Luke specifically, over under 84.5. He's like, I can't tell you that right now. So you're telling me that right now you would definitely take the under. Correct. So who's here by opening day?
I mean, like, okay, so let's say what Baseball Prospectus or Fangraphs thinks that's an 80-win team. And you've got to add a Cody Bellinger, who's maybe going to be a 6 or 7 WAR player, right? But that's also predicated on Cody Bellinger, again, being a 6 or 7 WAR player.
Exactly. Dude was phenomenal last year.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. MVP candidate. So here he's sitting out. He's going to miss at least a little bit of spring training. Maybe that doesn't matter at all. It's just pitchers and catchers reporting right now. You know, and he started out slow last year and then heated up. So, you know, maybe he'll follow the same exact
formula. Who's going to take a jump? Who's stepping back?
Right.
Right now, they've added the pitcher from Japan, Imanaga.
Yeah.
Hector Neris from the reliever from Houston.
Sure.
Michael Bush.
Who's your middle of the order? Ian Happ, Cody Bellinger, and
no one you're worried about. Well, maybe
not Cody Bellinger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right. So well, without Bellinger, let's do it that way. Who is your middle of the order? Are we talking about Chris Morrell, Ian Happ, and who?
Dansby, I don't know.
Dansby, who's
Nico?
But that's probably your top two, right? Nico, Dansby, and then where are we going?
Nobody you're worried about maybe being stuck at the trough floor, right?
Like I do think Seiya is gonna take another step.
Seiya does nothing for me. I don't like the lineup. I just don't. Maybe I'm not watching Cubs baseball enough because of the marquee situation. But I looked at that lineup.
It's just so weird though, because we sat here. What, 3 or 4 months ago, that Craig Counsell news breaks on, a Monday. And I was like, wow, they are going for it. Let's emergency podcast. We're getting going. Craig Counsell's coming in. They're spending $8 million on a manager. Mm-hmm. Let's freaking go. We're finally ramping up. And now we're sitting here on February 15th. And, yeah, you've got $8 million committed to the managerial position.
I hope he could. And listen, we keep hearing about the Cubs farm system and the amount of talent there, and Jed's super confident in it, and he doesn't seem, at least outwardly when he's asked about Cody, he doesn't seem super concerned. And if he was super concerned and if it was keeping him up at night, he'd probably meet the offer and get him in here. So he is willing to play poker because, I guess, of what he has in the organization. But he told me that Pete Crow Armstrong is ready to step in and play everyday center field this year?
No.
He didn't look great.
Where are you at with Jed Hoyer right now?
Where I'm at with Jed Hoyer is that I wish the Cubs had made Theo Epstein an offer to be in ownership 5 years ago. Tom.
Hoyer said such a weird thing because he was a big part of them winning that World Series title, but now whatever kind of legacy he had is kind of now at risk because of the way, I mean, obviously now he no longer has Theo Epstein. He hasn't had him for, what, 3 or 4 seasons now.
I mean, look.
That's just part of it, I guess.
Jed's always come across as a very well thought out, intelligent, logical, methodical, all those things. Hoyer. Have I ever looked at him like he is this savant talent evaluator?
Mm-hmm.
Not really. And I've always wondered, I think rightfully so, I think a lot of people have, most people perhaps, how is
that
this guy?
That position is so much more than evaluating talent. I mean, it's so much more about running the whole thing. It's about the analytical side. And
I mean, he knows how to talk.
Marrying both sides of it, right?
Yeah. I mean, sure. He's got a lot going on, and he does a great job representing the organization. But I think logically, you just looked at it like, are you going to be able to do this without that dude?
Right.
And he hasn't done it yet. So I think rightfully so, you're skeptical that he's going to be able to pull it off. And now they just look like a middling team again. I didn't like last year where everyone, you know, was like, oh, you can't sell off. You got to be in it. I'm like, you're not going to sign Bellinger. You're not going to sign Stroman. You're going to get, it'd be better when they had that 10-game winning streak, or it was 8-game winning streak right before the deadline. It would have been better if it didn't happen, so they would have gotten some value.
Yeah,
but that's not the way it went, and then you collapse down the stretch because you weren't that good.
We've heard it from, we've heard that from you before, Carm.
Yeah, I don't. I hate myself right now. It's February the 15th. I just want
some entertaining baseball, and I want it from April 1st or March 28th or whenever they're starting to hopefully well into October. I don't want a hot start followed by a swooning May, followed like, oh, hey, they're actually Hulk Hogan getting up off the mat and waving his hand around, and then you get body slammed by the Brewers again, which I don't think is going to happen, but...
Listen, you just got me excited about going to Wrigley and or guaranteed rate, even in April when it's 48 degrees. Can't wait to maybe.
I would go to a baseball game right now with this weather we've been having.
Sure. Let's go. Put the ski hat on. Get the beers flowing.
I was thinking about that on Sunday. You could have had the Super Bowl at Soldier Field. It would have been fine.
100%. We don't have winter anymore. We have 2 weeks of freezing cold, and then it's
let's not jinx it, Carm. I don't need to be sitting here. Right. I'm going on vacation March 6th. If I am sitting on the runway at Midway with a 6 foot snow drifts and my daughters are asking why aren't we going to California?
Why, Daddy? I don't want to do another math problem, Daddy.
I'm going to get Uncle Carm on the phone.
Listen, you're going to be fine, and you'll get out. And isn't it supposed to, it is supposed to snow later this week, right? I think.
Maybe? I think so.
Yeah. All right. But that's a perfect segue, by the way, Kev.
Yeah. We want to make sure that we're taking care of the planet. Yes, we want to get green. And it is getting easier for businesses. And it's always, it's on those businesses to switch to electric vehicles. Because that is something we can all get behind for the health of the planet. For the well-being of all of us who share it.
That's right. Don't worry about the fact that it's, or actually maybe you should worry about the fact that it's 80 degrees here in February. The electric grid is evolving to meet your cleaner energy needs. That's what we need so we can all move with confidence towards an electric tomorrow. Whether you have one delivery van or a whole fleet of shipping trucks, ComEd can help guide you to make the changes that make sense. Kevin.
So what should business owners do?
Well, what they should do is go to ComEd.com/clean and learn more about the resources, fleet rebates, and infrastructure incentives available to help businesses go electric. If you own a business, don't wait. Start making your plan today to switch to electric vehicles. It's good for business. It's good for the planet. Good for all of us. Go to ComEd.com/clean.
Did you say ComEd.com/clean?
As sweet as Eddie Jackson is out the door. We'll miss you, Eddie. Yes, I did. Go now and see how going electric connects us to a better way of doing business and a better future for generations to come.
Hey, everyone. I want to tell you about the benefits of becoming a CHGO diehard. We have been adding a lot of diehards here in January and then February. Want to welcome Tom and Caleb to the crew. That's Caleb with a K, not a C. Caleb Williams has not signed up yet, but when he gets to Chicago, I'm sure he will because he wants to support CHGO because we offer podcasts and live shows on every team every day, including those Chicago Bears. We've got post-game shows after most post-games, premium written content for members at allchgo.com, like our off-season Bears database. We're going to have some in-depth looks at both the Cubs and White Sox from Ryan Herrera, Vinny Duber, and Jared Willis. You also get 20% off of events, 20% off dope merch for all your teams, and a free shirt of your choice from the CHGO locker when you become a member. And the best of all, Carm, that members only Discord lounge. You might think, social media is a noisy place, a hateful place, a venomous place. Not so in our Discord lounge. You can go in there, actually find fans of teams who are not in there to troll. It's a great community. We've got people from CHGO popping in all the time, having voice chats, video chats, text chats.
Going right now, baby.
It's pretty cool. I mean, people are in there in the White Sox right now just texting Vinny Duber and being like, hey, I want to know this about the White Sox. Can you go ask Pedro Grifol? And Vinny's like, yes, I'm going to go do that. So
cool.
Go check it out, allchgo.com/diehard. Become a diehard today. Join us. It's the best way to really take in the whole CHGO experience.
It's cool. We try to, hang out with you and just build a relationship with us and with you, which is a lot different than other places that do the things that we're doing here. So we really appreciate anybody who supports us to the level of becoming a diehard, and we try to give back all the value 10 times.
Appreciate everyone joining us today here on the Chicago Sports Podcast. What's up, Ravi? What's up, Clayton? Hit that like button if you're enjoying this. We talked about the release of Eddie Jackson and Cody Whitehair at the beginning of the show. So if you're looking for that, you might just want to hit the scrub button and go to the beginning. Talked a little bit about the Cubs. Talk a little bit about Connor Bedard coming back. At least we finally have something to watch the Blackhawks for.
Thank God.
You have something to say?
No, I just want to say one more shout out to Eddie. Eddie, you were a quality Chicago Bear. You were a first-class dude on the field and off the field. Best of luck on your next stop. And if you ever wind up back here in a Bears uniform on team-friendly deal, I'm all for it.
We need to, maybe we can get him on the show now.
Hey.
We don't have to go through Bears PR if he's not a Bear.
We do not. We there's
the Ajax and exit interview.
There's got to be a there's got to be a pathway to BoJack.
Let's do it.
Yep. Get there.
Try some run down a box of a cereal. See if it.
Yeah, there we go.
See if it still stay fresh.
Yeah.
Want to talk to you guys.
I thought you're looking for contact information on the back of the box.
One of the guys to talk to you guys. I mean, you guys got to go out to Vegas. I was stuck back here just cutting shorts and clips of Bragg's doing insane things and you doing whatever it is you do, Carm, but what was it like? Did you have fun?
I did freak out when I got the Nagy thing, and I was sending it to you. I'm like, get it up, Kevin, please. This is gonna go big. And then I think it did okay.
That's what she said.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Look, that trip is a ton of work, and it's a ton of fun. We grinded. We
asked Carm how late he grinded to.
Oh, I was always 10 o'clock at night. I'm going to bed. Yes. And Lawrence and I went to bed not together, but we went back to the hotel first.
Yeah, but did I fall asleep? No, couldn't fall asleep.
Because you were at Fremont Street. It was a happening place.
I fall asleep easier. Whatever. That's fine. Look, we stayed at the D, which is off the strip. The fact that it's called the D is the greatest thing ever.
Shout out to Derek.
And
is that why it's called the D? The Derek?
I believe so. Otherwise, it's really ridiculous.
You could smoke indoors at the D. It smells like 1986 in there, which is a beautiful thing.
Ace Rothstein, we're walking through.
Sure. Yeah. Yes, they're all around.
So I haven't been to Vegas since, I actually think, 2008 for the 2008 winter meetings where I played blackjack with Jim Hendry and saw him split tens and was horrified.
Was this the infamous LeBron meeting trip or no?
No, that was 2004 when I met LeBron. But what is Vegas like now in 2024 and what is Vegas like during a Super Bowl? Could you tell?
I don't think we got the true Vegas experience by being there at Super Bowl week. It's a different animal.
We walked through the
block. Had you stayed for the weekend, would it have been different?
Well, I mean, first of all, being up on Fremont is a totally... I've never been in the Fremont area.
Mm-hmm.
So that was...
You walk out the door, there's music playing to number 11 on your...
211.
On your 1986 jukebox, and there is...
99-cent shrimp cocktail special.
There's
$10.99 prime rib.
$10.99 prime rib.
With a baked potato.
I think with the baked potato, sure. Maybe a little surf and turf action. You had lots of beautiful women who wanted to take pictures with you, who were wearing unique outfits. All that was going on. There was the zip line above us going right down.
I thought that was cool. Yeah. Okay. I did want to get Braggs up there, but that did not happen.
There was, your standard
real Braggs.
Street acts were going on, the magicians. There was a big gorilla. I don't know what he was doing, just pounding around, and I guess people take pictures with big gorillas. I didn't.
We walked by Starship playing on Thursday night. Were you there for that?
I don't remember that.
The Starship? Like how many members of the original lineup?
I don't know. We were walking from the D to Circa to meet the rest of the All-City fam. And there's Starship playing at a stage, and they're playing whatever their famous song is. I don't remember it. I was half dead.
You built the city, right?
Sure. Is that the one? I don't know.
Starship had more than a few.
I know there's. I know Starship is also Jefferson Starship, and
no, that's a different band,
isn't it?
Yeah,
it's not the same thing.
You're thinking of Jefferson Airplane.
Am I?
Yeah.
I thought I was thinking of Jefferson Starship, which became Starship. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
who was the big winner at the tables?
I believe
Derek Stevens, the CEO of Circa Sports.
I think I was the big winner at just being positive money. I think I made like $23.
What was the biggest bet anyone placed?
Good number.
I put about $50 on one blackjack hand. I think 45.
What happened?
I won.
Okay.
I was We were getting nickel dime down. I'd put 100 down, and we were at 45. I was getting annoyed, and I'm like, screw this, you're out, just in or out. And I just, and I so I bet it all.
I don't have the patience. I do not have the patience for blackjack. It just right. takes too long. I have zero attention span at all anymore. I'm not willing to bet the amount that would it actually I'm not willing to bet more than $5 or $10, which is not going to get my heart rate going, right. but I'm not like willing to bet like $50, which would.
See, my heart rate goes at 10, but it just, but then you win the 10 and now I'm betting 15 and then I'm
yeah. Ah, yes. Look at you bumping up. Good
yeah,
for you.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing.
I don't even think, can you even get a $5 or $10 table there? Probably at Fremont.
You can get a 10. Yeah. You can, most of them are 15, but yes, you can find tens. But my highlight gambling was the last night, our Thursday night, I veered off from the group, and I was at some random poker table with a bunch of complete degenerates, one person falling asleep at the table, and this dude...
That was you, though, right?
Not that, so I was. I don't fall asleep playing poker because I don't do it often enough that I would get bored. But this guy was begging the
heavily medicated guy, probably. Yeah.
It was a woman with like three teeth, and they knew her name. Like, she was literally falling asleep, but it was her. She was the big blind, and and they just put it in, and then for her, and then the cards come like, Susie. And she's that whole scene. So this guy was, he was playing every single hand. I'm like, if I can just get one big hand or I slow play it, I can take all his money. And I just never got it. And I won a little bit of dough and walked on out of there.
Most famous person you saw?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, they were all
Greg
in media
Braggs
row.
Jr.
Marino, Montana, Stephen A. Stephen A. had a whole conglomerate around him protecting him from the masses.
Really?
I saw that purple suit. He looked like Willy Wonka.
Yeah. I love
most famous non-sports person.
Most famous non-sports
David person. Chang. I flipped out. Actually, wait, it might be, well, it's the people that you don't care about. Lil Dicky from the FX show, yeah. Dave.
Flavor Flav took that picture.
I feel like Flavor Flav is kind of like...
He's played out.
He's kind of like the Dennis Savard of the...
Dennis Savard? Don't take shots at Dennis Savard.
No, well, I mean, look, if you wanted to meet Dennis Savard to get his autograph at any point in the 90s or 2000s, you could have done it.
Oh, okay.
You could meet Flavor Flav if you really want.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
When I saw...
What about Carrot Top? You interacted with Carrot Top.
That guy looked...
What happened with that guy?
He's been carrot topping for far too long.
What was that interaction like? Because I just saw like the 3 seconds you had.
I mean, that's literally the 3 seconds I had.
What was he doing?
He was sitting at different tables doing interviews for like 2 days straight. But like, I mean, he definitely doesn't look good. I don't know if he's...
He looks 96 years old.
Yeah.
Bad skin. No offense.
It's kind of like...
Yeah. Too much time in the sun for Carrot Top. But Carrot Top's a great man, great energy, even at this age.
Yeah, we saw Bruce Buffer, Chuck Liddell.
Chuck Liddell was hanging.
Do you have to go to your tennis match?
No, we got a little family situation here. We can call it a tennis match, so it's not as serious.
We could call it a tennis match. All right.
Huge tennis match.
Appreciate right everyone now. Joining us here on this episode of the Chicago Sports Podcast. We'll be back next Thursday. Kevin Kaduk. Mark Harmon.
Give me the fist. Let's go. Hey.
Lawrence Benedetto.
To all the people that have become diehards, if you're watching right now, thank you. And if you haven't, jump on in. It makes huge, huge help for all of us here, and we'll give you that value back in spades. So thank you so much. We all silly like the mayor.